hockey tournament that was held at St. Mary's over the weekend, and it's recently wrapped up. It was the 20th edition of the St. Mary's Investec Hockey Festival. It took place in Waverley in Johannesburg. It started on Thursday, it wrapped up today, and it was essentially there to showcase the future of South African hockey. And I've got somebody who took part in this, and she was actually named the hockey tournament player of the tournament. Her name is Amida Clausen, and she is the Investec Most Promising Players at the St. Mary's Tournament. Amida, thank you so much for joining me on the line. How wonderful must it have been to play in the tournament today?
Thank you for having me. It was such an honor to play in the tournament. It's such a huge tournament, and it's just such a privilege to have gotten the award that I received.
And you're representing Pietermaritzburg Girls High. That must have been a very nice feather in your cap for your school, I'm sure.
Yes, it really was. It was a great privilege, and it was my last year, so it's good to leave the tournament on a high.
Over 500 competitors were expected for this tournament. I think we must have come close, if not more. How does it feel to be the best from all of them, the best of the rest, they say?
Honestly speaking, I was very shocked. I did not expect it, because the level is very high, and it's competitive. So receiving this was just a shock to me.
Many players do go on from this tournament to play for South Africa. I'm sure that must be your goal.
Yes, definitely. I'm planning on achieving that goal.
And when, I know you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself, and we also don't, but we want to keep a close eye on you. When do you think we can see you in the green and gold?
As soon as possible. As soon as possible. I don't want to give a time frame, but 2 years.
2 years. Okay, 2 years. We'll be watching. 2 years starts now, Amida Clausen. And then the tournament raises funds for awareness for rhino conservation. It must be nice to actually do something that goes past the boundaries of hockey.
It really is. It's nice to open up, and just support the rhinos, and just be there and like just raise funds to help save the rhinos for future generations.
And do you think that you will be able to definitely take any of these lessons that you've learned from this tournament into the future? And what will they mean to you?
Definitely. There were a lot of lessons that I've learned through this tournament, especially with my team and working as a team. That's a huge thing. And it'll mean a lot to take it with me on with my life.
Who's your coach, and what have you learned from your coach this week?
My coach is Mr. Gerard, Dave Gerard, but he was not the only one who contributed to my success. There were many other people and coaches that contributed.
And the overall feel of the tournament, the vibe, was it lit? Hashtag.
Sorry?
The overall feel of the tournament, the vibe of the tournament, was it lit?
The tournament is it's the best tournament. Like, if anybody ever wants to pull through to the St. Mary's Investec Hockey Festival, it's the best tournament. The vibe is amazing. The people there are always friendly. The girls there are amazing. It's just the best thing ever. And the food there is great too, just to mention that.
Who is your current favorite national player? I mentioned that players have come out, sort of like Celia Evans, Cindy Brown, we've got Roxy Turner and so forth, that have come out from this tournament, who have once played here and gone on to be national players. And I'm sure you've got a hero. Who do you look up to currently in the South African squad, and maybe even internationally?
I have two main people, really. A few years back, there was a young lady, Ongi Marley. She inspires me a lot, because she came from a very small town just like myself, and it just shows that, it doesn't really matter where you come from, you can always make it in life. And Celette Damon, she is my ultimate hero. I really look up to her.
How do you balance school and work? Because as you're saying, you come from a small town, and education, we all know, is important for all of our future. And to be named the player of the tournament, it must mean that you definitely do put in a lot of hard work on the field or on the turf, as well as in your school books. How do you keep that balance going?
It's very hard, but I mean, with a lot of people, you know, it's just about time management and just keeping, you know, working on a schedule, because that's what gets me through.
And most certainly it has gotten you through. Amiran Clausen, I thank you so much once again, and congratulations on your achievement over the weekend. It's very good to see that you are an Investec most promising player, and we'll definitely be looking out for you over the next couple of years. You said 2 years, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a lovely evening.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. That was Amiran Clausen. She is a promising youngster coming up. Let's try to support them, and let's keep a close eye on her, because she has recently just won a most promising player at the St. Mary's Tournament Award. And it's very nice to see.